Creativity is one of American society's signature values. But the idea that there is such a thing as creativity and that it can be cultivated is surprisingly recent, entering our everyday speech in the 1950s. As Samuel W. Franklin reveals, post-war Americans created creativity through campaigns to define and harness the power of the individual to meet the demands of American capitalism and life under the Cold War. Creativity was championed by a cluster of professionals, psychologists, engineers, and advertising people, as a cure for the conformity and alienation they feared was stifling American ingenuity. It was touted as a force of individualism and the human spirit, a new middle-class aspiration that suited the needs of corporate America and the spirit of anti-communism. Amid increasingly rigid systems, creativity took on an air of romance. It was a more democratic quality than genius, but more rarefied than mere intelligence. The term eluded clear definition, allowing all sorts of people and institutions to claim it as a solution to their problems, from corporate dullness to urban decline. Today, when creativity is constantly sought after, quantified, and maximized, Franklin's eye-opening history of the concept helps us to see what it really is and whom it really serves. This is Don Lee. Please join me for Samuel W. Franklin's The Cult of Creativity.